Okay, team, let's roll some initiatives. And bear with me, because I have to roll a bunch.
Okay, then.
Okay, is that it? Are we done?
27.
27.
Damn.
Okay, Malady?
30.
Wait, going first.
She's picking. She's picking.
Oh,
picking.
Malady going first.
30. 45.
58.
75.
I already killed them all.
Ashley?
21.
Wow.
I rolled
really well. We're on point today.
It's basically all of you and then all of them.
21.
Okay.
Well, I rolled a 17 and a 3.
I have a question before we get into this. Advantage. Do I, as Orchestrion, know who doesn't have Bane?
Yes.
Okay.
You know that the paladin, the dwarf doing the push-ups passed, and everyone else.
Oh, failed. So he's doing the that's right, he's doing the push-ups.
Next to the human man, who now has a dagger underneath him, point up.
Okay.
And you see his arm shaking.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Malady.
Okay.
Kick us off. Oh, we gotta go to the battle playlist. What the fuck am I doing over here?
I wanna... If this is the door... If this is the door...
That was once the door, yes.
7, 8. So that's 40 feet.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm gonna sneak this way. I'm going to walk in the front door. Hiya.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna walk in the door like a kick.
Okay.
I'm gonna walk in the door. Not part of my spell. I'm going to say, "Hello, everybody." Then I'm gonna cast suggestion. I'm gonna say, "Please, everybody, get up, walk over to that corner, and answer all of my questions without moving for the next 24 hours. Thank you for your cooperation."
You're casting it on everyone, including the human?
Yes.
Okay. And your spell save DC?
Monstrous, as I recall.
21.
Okay. And what kind of save is Mass Suggestion?
God damn it, babe. Now I gotta go find it again. I think it's Wisdom, but I don't like to just guess. I don't like to guess.
I think you said Wisdom before, yeah.
Wisdom.
Okay. The Arakocra. No. Just passed.
Fuck.
Boom. So the Arakocra's not... Even with my Bane in place?
Good point. No, then he would, because he rolled 21 exactly. So even if he rolls 1 on Bane, he fails. So the Arakocra fails.
Get!
Bane!
The Orc!
Did you love it when the spell you use works?
Fail. The Halfling. Fail. The Dwarf, who is not Bane. Natural 1. And the Dark Gnome. They all fail.
The human fails.
Okay, so everyone goes over here, right?
Everyone just stops what they're doing and walks to the wall.
It's like the end of Blair Witch Project.
And they all just line up.
I'll never use the spell again. It was just so much fun. I've been wanting to do this for forever.
Well, so they're in line for 24 hours.
To answer all of our questions.
Sure.
Until we take them out one by one and kill them.
Yeah, because we're not going to take prisoners, right?
No.
Nah, we're good.
No, but I want to know where their boss is.
Reinhold's gang.
Yeah. How do you say his name? Reinhold?
Renyold.
Renyold.
Close enough. You guys knew who it was.
Rennie.
He doesn't like Rennie. Haha, we use it.
So,
easy to remember. Are we? It'll piss him off.
So what happens now?
Are we still in initiative?
For the sake of, because if any of them take damage, the spell will break.
For that person.
For that creature.
Correct. So for the sake of this, I'm going to keep us in initiative.
Okay.
Because things could break at any moment. And you know what? Let me roll. I'll just put the human at the end.
I mean, I would just jump in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming Ashley would do the same.
Like, hop over a wall or something.
Okay, so Orchestrion is next, yes. Actually, yes, Orchestrion is next.
So...
I said my questions, though. So you guys gotta tell me what questions you wanna ask.
Yeah, but then we have to wait for your turn. But, I would go up... Nice group we got going here, huh? Okay. So,
it doesn't say I can read you the saving throw.
No. So.
I can't. They're just fucked. They're just fucked for the next 24 hours.
Did we just break this encounter?
A little bit.
A little bit.
we're going to kill them.
So I'm assuming I'm going to kind of noodles or whatever, like talk with Melody. I'm like, so she would clue me in that don't damage one or the other. Like,
don't
touch them. That, like, I'm trying not to metagame, but.
Yeah. No, I'll give you all the instructions. Nobody caused damage to any of them.
Because damage.
And because the way I worded it, like an idiot, I'm the only one who can.
So damage breaks the spell.
For that individual person. So, like, for the human, if we want them to, like, if the human is innocent, we can pull them out, slap them across the face.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go up to the human.
Okay.
And before that, I want to ask him some questions.
We can. He's going to be on our side. He's going to answer the questions. We're saving him.
He might run away.
He's standing there under the effects of suggestion, but you can see he's physically, like, spent.
Okay.
Can barely pick his arm.
If I slap him real good across the face, is he going to die?
Cure wounds.
Okay, not anymore.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? We're here to help you. I broke the spell, so you're not under the spell. We're here to help you, buddy. We're here to help you. We're from the Brasslands. We're from the Brasslands, rebel base.
Who are you?
How do you get here?
My name's Gerald.
Gerald. Okay, come with me, buddy. Come with me. And I take him to the other... Is this the human? I take him to the other side of the room. In fact, I take him to the bar, and I give him, like, whatever I can see to drink. Like,
oh, they were drinking their own stuff. It's out of commission. Like, this place doesn't work. They have their own stuff.
But it was on the bar?
They were standing... Oh, yeah! They have.
Okay, like, so whatever's here. Here, man. Take a drink.
And you can see he's just like, the cure wounds helped, but he's just like physically
spent.
Completely spent.
He has levels of exhaustion.
Yeah.
How'd you get here, man?
I was just out scrounging for food, and these guys got me. They brought me here, and...
You know who they are?
Other than assholes?
Yeah, other than assholes.
No.
Okay, fair enough. Where are you from?
Here, I just kind of keep to the shadows and the abandoned buildings.
Okay. Why have you never joined the resistance?
What resistance?
Exactly. Okay, today's the first day of the rest of your life. Have a seat, buddy. Calm down. Keep drinking whatever you need to drink.
Okay.
Am I still in initiative, or is this just roleplay?
I'm making this your turn.
Ah, Jesus Christ. I think that should be probably... Other than green flame blade on, and I just fucking side-eye the rest of these cocksuckers at the wall.
Sure.
Okay, that's my turn.
Okay, that's fair.
Does anybody have Zone of Truth?
I don't think so.
I think as part of your mass suggestion, you said you must answer my questions truthfully.
Did I?
I think you said the word truthfully.
I think you did.
Don't remember.
Did I?
I don't remember, but I think you
remember.
Did.
I don't remember. I really don't remember.
They're under the
effects. Go back to the tape.
Okay. They're under the effects of suggestion. That's fine.
Thank you.
It's all good. The Arakokra would have gone next, but it is just going to stand there, hand on staff, just sort of staring straight ahead.
Okay. Yes.
Ashley, you go next.
I'll just walk up to the middle of the room, and I don't know, I guess I'll just pull out my swords and have, you know, one... regular, one backhand, like I usually do, and just be like, wow, you guys are dumb. And, I guess I'll hold my action until my next turn or one of them breaks free.
Okay.
Which is not going to really happen, but...
Okay, you're holding an attack should one of them...
Break free.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So she needs to ask questions before we start killing.
The gnome would have gone next. She's just standing and staring. The halfling would have gone next.
We'll kill them eventually.
The orc would have gone next.
He's so upset.
And the dwarf would have gone
last. Let's see, like,
last.
I'm a little bit more strategic. Like, I want to pull one of them, and then we can all, like...
Yeah, it's good.
Next.
It's gonna be a fucking conveyor belt right now.
Melody, back to you.
Okay. I'm gonna go to the one that was doing the push-ups.
The dwarf.
That was the dwarf.
Yep.
So this guy.
Yep.
Beep, beep, beep.
And I'm going to say...
Yeah, he is in heavy armor with a battle axe clipped to his back.
Who do you serve? Who's your master?
Don't really have master.
Do you work for Rennie?
I'm in Rennie's unit, yes.
Where is he now?
Not sure. Probably somewhere near. We were sent to as forward team.
By Rennie?
Yes.
He's in the area. We should do this as quickly as possible.
Sure, sure, sure. Do you know where the resistance is being held?
Yeah, they're inside the metal walls. We were sent as 14 to get close before assault.
What does that mean? Are you going to attack them?
At some point, yes. That is why do you think we're here?
When are you going to attack them? Do you know when?
Not tonight, but soon. Rennie had meeting and other people meeting in city to talk about the greater plan.
Do you know anybody else who met with Rennie? Who else does he work with?
He met with the Ashheart and I don't know. I think maybe Mimrina in city.
Mimrina is a human or a dragon?
She is a dragon. You would all know Mimrina is Mimrina the Blackest Knight. She is the ancient black dragon.
Oh, I love it. I love the black dragons. Okay. If that's my turn, that's fine, but I'm going to do the same exact questions to all of them. Do I get any different answers?
You don't get any different answers. You get slightly different variations, but you get similar answers.
If I can continue, I'm going to ask each one of them, where do you want your remains?
Where would you like your remains displayed?
Yes.
I would want Malady to ask, what led you down this path? What made you think this was the righteous choice? Something to that effect.
I repeat that. Whatever he tells me, why do you fight for the side of the dragons?
What led you to this path?
I'll answer in the dwarf because I just like the Russian accent. It's more fun.
You do a good job, my love.
Thank you.
I mean, what's better? Live underground in subjugation? Or freedom to move about and get paid good money?
To kill people?
Hey, the choice made itself.
See, and I feel the same exact way in the opposite. My choice made it before it even got to me. My choice was made.
Okay.
Where do you want your remains?
I'm wondering if Master Jay... He has to answer. Always fancy the idea of a warrior's death.
Fair enough.
To be killed? Quickly and swiftly?
Maybe a nice funeral pyre when the day comes for me.
Okay. The day is today. So, if you would like to... I'll burden you, no problem. That's fine. I got you.
If you're... The spell only breaks for the one person. So you're going to kill them one
damaging?
At a time.
Yeah.
Wow, because you're going to shithammer them. There's no point in rolling for combat. You're just going to shithammer them. I'll just give you each kill shot.
So, before that, I'm not damaging them. I mean, I don't know if I need to roll for this.
Emotional damage. Also be careful of emotional
damage. Is emotional damage a damage?
What, are you going to marry them?
No. Not good. I mean, I'll do sleight of hand if you want, but they're like not moving. Just take their weapons. I'm taking their weapons, whatever they have on them.
Yeah,
it's good. And I'm just going, like, literally, it's like, oh, thank you for that, thank you for that, taking it up.
Oh, yeah, you're going to shithammer them.
Taking, thank you there, thank you there, thank you there. So they're essentially, I mean, maybe not naked, but they're unarmed. And they are useless. I took all their shit, whatever they have.
Yeah, you're gonna shithammer them.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Who wants to start?
I will just go around. Actually, you... Malady, I know you said you're going to go first in initiative, but roll for it. For this one, roll for it for me.
Sure.
So you have 21...
No, only for the mass suggestion, it didn't matter.
Shut up. So you have 21, you have 27.
Six.
And terrible. So you pick first who gets the first kill shot.
Okay.
and call your shot.
That doesn't really matter. Whoever the fuck this guy is.
That was the Arakakra.
Okay, so there's the eagle lady.
Yes.
Lady?
Them.
Emdra, it's a them. Neither male nor female. Arakakra, Land Senal. That is Renyald Einkill's druid.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an execution at this point.
Yeah, it's an idea. Honestly, you're breaking it, and then you're going to fight them one at a time. You're going to absolutely shithammer them. There's no point for me rolling for that. It would just be tedious curb stomping. So,
okay.
I'm just going to give you guys kill shots and move on.
Rapier of Warning. It's like, it's been a pleasure. And, you know, with the green flame ray, my ears basically, like, here, out the back of the head.
Under the chin and out the back of the head. And that is the end of Land Sano. Ashley, you get the next one.
Yeah, I guess I'll go to the orc.
I don't know who's the orc.
The orc, okay. Fair enough.
Because he was holding the dagger under the dude.
That's, yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Man, you're a jerk. And then do like a spinny, flourishy thing with two swords and cut him, just bisect him right in half.
And that was Yash Ifelker, the fighter. Melody.
I defer.
You defer?
My spells do specific amounts of damage, and I want it to be a kill shot. That's easier with a sword, I think.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Orchestrion, back to you. You get to pick another one.
I want to be watching the human.
The human is just sitting there drinking what Orchestrion gave him.
Is he responding or reacting at all to their deaths?
You see him grinning. That's like happy that they're being killed.
Honestly, it's like, you know, one good turn deserves another. And I just, you know, take my rapier and it's just like right through the temple.
Okay, and on
this guy.
That was, let me see, just for flavor's sake. So that was the halfling. That was the monk. Dayden Hildeval.
Nice knowing you.
He quickly angled the rapier downward. When I said, oh, halfling. Oh, okay. Ashley, you get another one?
I'm just going to chop his head off.
Okay.
Whoever this way is.
Chops the head off of... And that was the Deep Gnome Sorcerer. Which just leaves the dwarf.
My turn again? Because you're just watching?
I'm just watching.
Okay. So, you know, and I go to the dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, so you said you wanted to die with fire. Does he have metal on? Like armor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he was in plate
mail. So, heat metal.
Okay.
And I just cast heat metal, let's just say, I don't want to waste it. So, first level, or...
Okay.
Yeah.
You cast heat metal. As you cast Orchestrion, you get this cartoonish moment. As you cast, and then you really stop and go, holy shit, did I do that? Because as you finish casting, a row of columns of fire erupt. And the last one erupts right here. Like columns shooting upward out of the ground. And when it comes back down, all that's left of the dwarf is a skeleton, as his flesh has been burned from his bones. Malady, you recognize that as the Firestorm spell. As you turn and look in the opening where you walked in, Malady, you see a figure come in, cloak on, close to 7 feet tall. You look, and on his, it's wearing silver and blue robes, hood up, and on it, you see the holy symbol of Jaren, the icon of protection. As he pulls his hood back, you hear him say, well, if he wanted to die with fire, we may as well oblige him. And he pulls his hood back, and you immediately see an orc man, about 60 years old, battle scars, clearly weather-worn face. Now, before we deal with the rest of this, would you all mind telling me why you were trying to break into my house?
Ah! M'lady, I think we found the answer to your puzzle.
I told Brasslands a long time ago I didn't want to be bothered.
This is your?
This is okay. Your Steelman.
Your?
I apologize for my impertinence. I'm a very inquisitive person and I...
You actually all might...
can't control it.
You guys might actually recognize him or put the pieces together. Yeah, or figure it out. This is your Steelman. You apologize?
I apologize for my impertinence. To me, it was a puzzle that needed solving, and I didn't mean to offend you.
The only puzzle that matters is the one I'm trying to solve. But first things first, we need to clean this mess up. Who's this?
And he points at the human.
Victim. They were torturing.
Theoretically. I don't trust it.
She doesn't trust anyone.
Well.
So as you approach and you say your apology?
Yeah.
He just stares at you and he's like stunned.
I'm sorry, you just remind me of someone.
My aunt.
Pox Little's your aunt?
Yes, I'm Malady Little.
Has anyone ever told you you look just like her?
I've heard it once or twice before.
Orchestrion looks at Ashley and goes, Were you right? Were you correct before?
Holy shit, you were right!
Were you right? Were you correct?
Well, no, not Rogar. No. He said Rogar.
He said Rogar. Yor was inside.
Yor was inside. He was very close. We were very close.
Oh! So close. Okay. So, you say, do you know?
Then we have that conversation. The only puzzle that matters is the one I'm trying to solve. Who's this? Human? You don't trust him?
I don't trust anybody. It could be a plant.
He casts Greater Restoration on the human.
Okay.
And you see him right away, like, the exhaustion heals.
Yeah.
Thank you. Much obliged. Can I go?
No.
Why? What did I do?
You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything, son.
But we live in a very dangerous world.
You're gonna be better off coming with us. Unless you have family or something out there, and you can get them. Other than that, if you're on your own, come with us. It's safer. We can take you to a better place.
Okay.
Do you have family?
No. I've been on my own for a while.
How did you survive on your own for so long?
Good at staying hidden.
How old are you?
That'll work. He is 26.
I'm going to say it right in front of you because I don't care and I'm not shy. What if he was a plant?
You're not shy? So...
I mean, I'm quiet, but I'm not shy.
Those assholes weren't smart enough to be torturing someone thinking we were going to show up to see them torturing someone that they were making a plant.
You don't think so?
They're all
dead. I don't think so.
We're smarter because we're alive. Anyway, how much does Orchestrion know about this individual?
About Yor?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys would know the whole story. He fought alongside them. He was there when Pox died. He fought Ashard and Goros at Dragon Throne.
So Orchestrion puts it together. He's like, you're in the bunker. We're by the North Sea.
Yeah.
He just told us that.
And only right. Tynalec and you are the only ones who know I'm alive. So how are we going to make sure it stays that way?
Your secret's safe with us. Although we could probably use some of your abilities
skills. In
our fight against the dragons.
Why have you been hiding all this time?
I'm not hiding. I'm trying to correct the greatest wrong I ever made. And with that, he averts his eyes. He can't make eye contact with you.
You don't know us at all. You don't owe us any explanation. I understand that. But we are trying to make major strides in changing this world. And we are at a loss. And if you are trying to do something big, we would like in. Or at least I would. Pretty sure my team would come. There's a fourth one of us. He's just praying right now. He does that a lot. He's been doing it for like a day and a half now, Jesus.
It's a cleric thing. It's a cleric.
It will make sense in the end. Yes, you guys, Zarkon has been holed up at a temple.
Yeah.
It'll make sense.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, yeah.
Trust me. Trust your DM.
Malady's like, hey, yeah, yeah.
Your DM will tie it in. How serious are you about correcting this?
Very
deadly.
All she is serious.
You, he points at the human. He gives him directions on how to get to Blackgate, on how to get inside the
to go find Melly.
To get inside the Enclave. Go look for the halfling bard. Tell her this, and he gives them the code word. They'll get you inside. They get you food, cleaned up, and a bed to sleep in. You three, follow me.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, what else am I doing today? I sounded a lot like my sister just then.
I was trying to play Pandora like Laura.
No shit, Sherlock.
So he leads you through the ruins of Blackgate proper back to close to the pocket of where the Rebel Enclave lives. Around it, back to the beach where you guys were, where you guys patrolled early this morning. Well, now it's full dark. It's a half moon out right now. Around the back toward that bank, and he starts leading you out onto the bridge. And as he's about to step onto the bridge, you see him cast, and there's a large symbol of Jaren on the first pillar, and it lights up and then dims.
Come on.
That was him shutting off the Glyph of Warding.
Yeah, I figured it was something like that.
And he leads you out onto the bridge.
Oh my god, I said my bird.
And it takes... Oh, that was a motherfucker of a spell if you guys got hit with that. It was like 11d10 damage. He didn't want to be found. And he leads you out onto the bridge. Takes several minutes to walk out there. He waves his hand again, and the drawbridge comes down. Pardon all the security. And he casts again as you step across the threshold into almost pitch blackness. And you feel the sensation of like an elevator going down. And the blackness rises, I should say.
Yeah.
And now you're inside a small bunker. There are magical orbs that are just sort of floating, which provide light.
So this is what would happen to Vin if I would die in a battle. If Victoria dies in a battle, this is what Vin would do.
I see it. Thomas Wayne.
Yes.
Yes. He's very Thomas Wayne in the Flashpoint timeline. Yes. It is a dimly lit... You're inside effectively his workshop. And there's a small cot off in the corner. And a little locker with... where he keeps, like, his rations and stuff just to... Actually, he wouldn't even need that. He can create food and water. But a little cot in the corner. You see tables full of hourglasses, celestial charts, worn leather-bound tomes open in various levels on every available surface. Spell components, many of them partially or fully used, strewn throughout the tables and desks. There's evidence here of years of experimentation. Malady, you're seeing signs of spells that were attempted and failed over and over again. Just you can see the way the components were used. There's a large chart on the wall with a Charlie Day-like spider web of lines drawn all over the place. Lines and circles all originating from a central point.
Charlie Day?
Always Sunny.
Sunny in Philadelphia, the meme of him with the cigarette.
Yeah. Okay.
You mean me?
Yeah, you. You're a tall version of Charlie Day.
No, we know who plays Evan in the movie. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. The guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh.
Pimento.
Pimento.
Yes.
Pimento.
Oh, my God.
It was Adrian, I think?
Adrian Pimento. Pimento.
Yeah. So anyway, Charlie Day-like spider web of lines and circles coming around a central origin point. And you're noticing the chart, the map, is not a geographical map.
Hmm.
It's a timeline.
Okay.
And all the different lines coming the central origin point, he has a date written in it. And it's, you all recognize it immediately, it's the date of the Battle of Dragonthrone, 30 years ago.
Nice place you got here.
I thought you were a cleric.
I was.
He multi-classed.
Until I failed my greatest failure. And I've been trying to correct it ever since. And he still does not make eye contact with you. Like, he's looking away, or look down at your belly, or... He can't look you in the eye.
Can you share it with us?
It was the day I let your aunt die.
Lots of people died.
She died.
You can't hold that one death against yourself.
She died specifically because I couldn't save her.
That's too much guilt to carry. Lots of people died. People died yesterday and the day before.
People died an hour ago.
People that should have died.
I second that.
Yes, dying. It's something that...
Hey, even he died.
Did you?
I'm sorry. That was...
Yeah.
That I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
It's a thing. It's a trip. Guess we should all do it sometime.
We all will eventually.
Now, as far as you saying that you're going to correct your biggest mistake... How exactly, while I was in a way corrected, there was a certain timetable with that. Your correction seems a bit ambitious.
I've meditated. I've prayed. I've sat and thought about it for a very long time. I've had visions. Visions of a different world. A peaceful one. I believe there's a way to get to that.
He's not going to resurrect her. He's going to change the whole timeline.
That's...
There's a type of magic called chronomancy.
Yeah, we know.
Don't look at me. Go ahead. Keep going. I've never heard of it before. Go.
Well, I've been studying it. And now he starts to get Charlie Day. He starts to, like, get all conspiracy-ish. talking about it. And if you didn't already study chronomancy, you would think he was a kook. But because you study chronomancy, you're actually picking out things he's saying that make sense.
How far advanced is he?
Not far. He's just scratched the surface. You're much further down the line than him.
So, since me and Ashley have known Malady for a while, would we look at him like he's a kook, or would we just look at him as like, yeah, bro, you're probably right. We don't necessarily understand, but we know that you're probably a small fish in a big pond when it comes to comparing them to.
Okay, you guys have been friends with me for a very long time. You guys know how I am when it comes to the study of martial arts and the study of self-defense. You picture that as like Malady. He is the guy who just walked into the dojo 2 weeks ago and wants to fight ninjas.
Oh, God. Okay.
So I'm picturing him as like a white belt, and I'm like a third level black belt.
Okay, that's one way to put it, man. Good job.
Yeah, that is.
We're like, how cute.
I want to be.
Crystal clear picture.
Thank you.
So I'm going to listen to him patiently because I don't assume that I know more than him. And then I'm going to say to him, stop for just a moment and come and sit with me. I want to show you something. And I'm going to take out Pox's book.
He, like, the visible reaction when he sees it.
So I know Pox was a necromancer. And I know she was very enthralled with death.
Yes, she was.
But she played around with different ideas a lot. I see all different types of things in here. But the ones that inspired me were the chronomancy that she developed. And if you have a moment, I'll show them to you. And I'm going to share all of my spells. And I'm going to ask like for assistance. Like, try to do something, and I'll use my wibbly wobbly. And I'll move him 3 seconds back so that he misses the hit and stuff like that. Like, I'll show him.
I could give you... I don't know if you could do this. I'll start doing a limerick or a tune.
And I'll reverse it?
No, like, basically I start...
Yeah. Like, I'll bend his time. Because I have that. It's part of my chronomancy. I can bend him, like, 3 seconds in a different way.
I'm getting T-bowed.
Yeah, you are.
His mind is blown.
But then it... I've
always just...
Sorry.
I've always theorized this was possible, but I've never actually seen it done. You can actually do it.
I've worked on it a lot. I mean, if you think about it, I found this book when I was a young child. Sometimes it's just easier finding things when you're younger.
See, right here when she talks about the past, but not the future, because the future's not written.
Yes.
Right now, we're in the past's future.
We're in the past's future. We're in the past's future. Yes.
What happened then affects what happened now.
Yes.
What's happening now.
Yes.
We need to find a way to change then.
But if everything's a big ball of mush and everything's all over the place, how are you able to actually identify the place where you need to be? If it's not linear, if it's not a line. See, look, she says right here, it's not a line. So if I go back on the same train tracks, it's going to lead me to a different place.
You need... And he goes to a tomes and he starts looking through different tomes. Right here. This one. You need an anchor point.
And you can see that Malady gets like goosebumps, like, oh shit. Okay. Let me hear. Oh, let me hear. Tell me more.
This is like watching two nerds talk about something that you are clueless about.
So, yep.
It's like watching like two Star Trek fans and you're a Star Wars fan and you're just like, okay guys, have fun.
So it's when he pulls out the tome and Malady actually reacts, it's like, oh well, that new kid actually did a decent leg sweep on like a higher level person.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, okay, there's something there.
Yeah, even though Malady is far more advanced, he clearly does have access to knowledge that she doesn't. Mm. Even though he doesn't have the power or the ability yet to access it, he does have some resources that Malady was not aware of. Malady's never heard of an anchor point before.
No, I have not. I am going to show him all the little tidbits that I found in Pox's book and all the little, like, notations that she's made and all that kind of stuff.
The concept of an anchor point. You know how when you cast the teleport spell, there's varying degrees of difficulty based on how well you know where you're teleporting to?
Correct.
Same idea. What he's talking about is being able to have a spell where you can actually go back in time. But an anchor point is something that would make it easier. Like, if you were to just try to do it right now, it would be almost impossible. One of the things that could lower the DC, and I'm explaining it this way because it's just easier to explain to the player this way. One of the things that you could do to lower the DC would be an anchor point. And there are several anchor points. One being, you could be standing in the exact place you're going back to. If you wanted to go back to... The house you grew up in. Driving to that house right now and standing on the lawn while you casted the spell would make it easier. Okay. Because you'd have an anchor point. Something from that time, like you had someone's armor who was there, would decrease the difficulty.
So having the spell book. The souvenirs, the spell book would help. So
there's others, but those are all different anchor points that could anchor you through the time stream.
Would it all have to be from the same point, or would it be like I have to find different items from different times to like lead me down a trail?
It would all have to be from the same point.
So this book wouldn't work, because even though it existed at that point, it exists here. It's not something that happened at that moment.
But it's originally from there. The book could help.
The sum is more than all the parts type of situation, I think.
Okay, so if I took 2 points and I drew a line here, I could go anywhere on that line. But if I take another 2 points and another 2 points, eventually I will find the middle point of all of those crosses. Triangulating it, basically. I'm going to triangulate it.
Yes.
To bring me to the exact moment. So Rogar's...
Big stick.
Rogar's maul could help.
Pox's book, something from you, something from Ignis, something from Tinalec would all drive me to that moment. Something from Goros, though. That's when they fought him.
Anything with that would help. Any item from that moment, being there in the exact spot would help, or as close to it as we could get.
You'd have to describe everything to me. What you saw, what you had, what items were there, what was a unique singularity in that moment. And then, how the hell am I actually going to do it? I can hold all those items and dance around a ballroom all by myself. It's not going to be a spell.
Not a spell that currently exists. We'll have to write one.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I like that idea.
Sounds like they have homework. Hey, Ashley.
Drink?
love it. But weren't we supposed to meet up with the other assholes?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to be worried about us?
Shit.
So, how about you guys have your fun, and then me and Ashley go back to the city and rendezvous with the rest of that party and see how it went out for them.
If you wish to stay.
Or...
Fuck yeah!
Should we just send a message?
I could do sending.
Okay.
It's probably easier.
Sending.
And, I mean... As capable as we are, if it's just the two of us and we get into trouble.
We did beat up, like, 2 or 3 giants together. Remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah, that's true. We had a hard time doing it, though.
Valid.
I'm going to send a message to Brasslands.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, I got to do 25 words. You know that thing... You said, ignore. I did not. Well, hanging out with your now. Lots going on. Very excited. See you soon. Send.
Pandora?
No. I want to say send Zarkon when he wakes up.
Thanks, bye.
You got two words left?
Whoopsie daisy.
You get a 2-word reply back. God damn it.
Melody, what did Brasslands say?
God damn it.
Oh, okay. That tracks.
But he said it like, God damn it.
Tracks.
So you're going to stay and tinker, effectively?
Yes, I am going to tinker. I've been a tinker in time. So I'm a time tinker.
I do believe me and Ashley should get out. Now, I'll ask, how's the security system? Are we good to leave?
You're fine until I turn everything back on.
Fair enough. So, me and Ashley, we just go back to the city and try to get in and see if anything happened to...
Anybody else?
What's her face? She's...
Beaky.
Pandora.
Yeah.
All right. Tell Tinalec I'll be joining shortly. I think it might be time for me to end my exile. We might actually have a way to fix this.